April 25, 1926. Currents and waves of love among God, the creation, and the soul who lives in divine will. How the fiat is triumphant in heaven, and conquering on earth. I am going through most bitter days because of the privations of my sweet Jesus. I feel I am breathing a poisonous air, which is enough to give me, not one death, but 1,000 deaths. But as I am about to succumb under the mortal blow, I feel the vital and balsamic air of the supreme volition, which serves me as counterpoison so as not to let me die. And it keeps me alive, that I may suffer continuous deaths under the incalculable weight of the privation of my highest and only good. Oh! Privation of my Jesus, how painful you are! You are the true martyrdom of my poor soul. Oh, supreme will, how strong and powerful you are! By giving me life, you prevent my flight toward the celestial fatherland, to find the one whom I so much long for and desire. Oh, please! Have pity on my hard exile, pity on me, who live without the one who alone can give me life. But while I was feeling crushed under the weight of his privation, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior and fixed his gaze on me. At his compassionate gaze, I felt restored from death to life. And since I was doing my usual acts in his supreme volition, he said to me, "My daughter, while you were impressing your I love you and my will upon all created things, all creation felt the love of its creator being doubled. And since created things do not have reason, that love flowed with impetus toward the one who had created them. And the celestial father, in seeing the love that he issued in creation being doubled by the little newborn of his will, so as not to be surpassed in love, redoubles his love and makes it flow over all created things, to follow the same course which his little daughter has followed. Then he centralizes all this love in the one who sent him his love doubled, and with paternal tenderness he awaits the new surprise, that his newborn would double his love again. Oh! If you knew the currents and the waves of love which come and go from earth to heaven, and from heaven to earth, how all the things of creation, though in their mute language and without intellect, feel this doubled love of the one who created them, and of she for whom they were created. And they all assume the attitude of smile, of feast, and of letting flow, benevolent, their effects toward creatures. The living in my will moves everything, invests everything and fulfills the work of the Creator in the creation. The fiat on earth as it is in heaven has a prodigy, a note more harmonious, a characteristic more beautiful, which it does not enjoy and possess even in heaven. In fact, in heaven it possesses the prodigy of a fiat of absolute triumph, which no one can resist. And all the enjoyment in the celestial regions comes from the supreme fiat. But here in exile, in the depth of the soul, it contains the prodigy of a conquering fiat, and of new conquests. While in heaven there aren't new conquests, because everything belongs to it. In the pilgrim soul my fiat is not absolute, but wants the soul with it in its own work. And so it delights in manifesting itself, in commanding, and even in praying her to operate with it. And when the soul surrenders and lets herself be invested by the supreme fiat, such harmonious notes are formed, produced on both sides, that the Creator himself feels cheered by his own divine notes coming from the creature. These notes do not exist in heaven, because heaven is not a dwelling of works, but of enjoyments. Therefore my fiat on earth has the beautiful characteristic of impressing its own divine operating within the soul, and of making her the repeater of its works. So, in heaven my fiat is triumphant, and no one in the celestial regions can say, "Here I have done a work to prove my love, my sacrifice, to the supreme fiat." Here on earth it is conquering, and if one likes the throne, much more does one like new conquests. Indeed, what would my fiat not do in order to conquer one soul, to make her operate in its volition? How much has it not done, and does it not do for you? Then, afterwards, my sweet Jesus made himself seen crucified, and he was suffering very much. I did not know what to do to relieve him. I felt annihilated by the privations suffered. And Jesus, unnailing himself from the cross, threw himself into my arms, telling me, "Help me to placate divine justice, for it wants to strike the creatures." A strong earthquake could be felt, such as to cause the destruction of towns. I was left frightened. Jesus disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.